This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half the hour now. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for the week of July 12th to the 16th. Stories and people that have been on the mainstay of conversation stations. We survey, or I don't, Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. Goes through, listens to a lot of talk radio programs and talks to programming people, hosts and program directors to get a sense as to what really the pulse of the nation is conversationally. So we have the top 10 stories, which I'm going to go through. Sometimes I take them one at a time, sometimes I go through them. And the ladies of the DJV program, they include Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, are here to put their touch, if you will, on these stories. The people list, let's do that first, actually. On the people list at number 10, it's an interesting combination of Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos, both involved in the space race. At number 9, Jovenel Moise. Is that how you pronounce your name? Is that Moise?
It's not her, it's a he. Yeah, he's the Haitian president that got
Oh, he's Gonzo, right.
But okay. Moise is correct, yes.
Moise, thank you. At number 8, Pukin Putin and Xing Zhang Zung from China. Number 7, Mitch McConnell. He doesn't deserve any respect, and I give him none. So I'll make fun of him as much as I can. No good SOB in my book. Okay. Mitch McConnell is at 7. Joe Manchin is at 6. Nancy Pelosi, 5. Kevin McCarthy, 4. Mark Milley. I don't know that name either. Where did I miss out on him this week?
It's like a who's who.
Yeah, exactly.
He headed up defense in the country.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
He did or he does?
Well, no, he did. Former.
When?
Yeah.
Well, when he ran the Defense Department,
Joint Chiefs of Staff. Easy for me to say. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I think he actually is still there, by the way.
He must have written a
current book. Yeah.
Do you write a book? He's like everybody else writing a book.
There is a new book that he's featured in. I don't believe he wrote it, but
really?
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of books, Trump is number 2, and Joe Biden is number 1 on the story list. The space race. A lot of great conversation there, kind of fun to talk about what's going on there. And I have Victoria explain how you can get a free ride into space. At number 9, the situation in Haiti, Cuba, Afghanistan all together here. I saw a review this week in one of the political journals about what happened in Afghanistan. Actually, it was a review written by a Chinese guy of our failures in Afghanistan, Iraq, and one other place. That was pretty interesting because the Chinese are looking for any way that they can discredit the United States now.
I was going to say, did he also write a book about China's failures?
Yeah, right.
Because we're in the middle of a pandemic, so hello.
Right. No, I'm not sure. I'm sure he didn't. Number 8, speaking of relations with China and Russia, that is the number 8 item this week. Situation with the heat, the weather in the Northwest and the Northeast, what that's doing to all kinds of things, including the food supply, people's quality of health, you know, all that stuff. Let's see here. The immigration system and the problems with that. Number 6, inflation, the economy, the spending bills. Number 5, voter legislation, the attempts to change the rules for making voting. I don't know. It depends on your point of view, whether it's better or worse. Number 3, the investigation into January 6th. I think it's time for that. I mean, what are we doing here? What's the point? How much money are we going to waste? We all know what went on. Number 2, Trump books. And number 1, COVID, how dangerous the Delta variant is, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So let's start with number 2. Jennifer, what books are being spoken about with regard to Trump? I'm wondering, is he writing a book? Somebody's got to get him to write a book.
No, I mean, he might be, but this isn't why it's on the list. There are some new books that are coming out. Probably the most, I guess, the one that's been getting the most attention is a book that's called Landslide. It's another book by Michael Wolff. So these two books
cover
the final...
Who's Michael Wolff?
He did a couple of other hit books on Trump earlier on in his presidency, but two other books about the last year of the Trump presidency are now kind of coming out. So Landslide is, I guess, the one that people are really focusing on. I Alone Can Fix It is the other. That's from Washington Post journalists Carol Lenning and Philip Rucker, and that one, they say, is more earnest and diligent to a fault. Wolf's book, however, is salacious, as it has been in the past.
This is more slamming Trump, is that what this is?
Oh, there's
both
a lot of that,
books?
Yeah. So Michael Wolff did A Very Stable Genius, if you remember. That came out last year. And it's just like a bunch of newspaper headlines kind of taped together, essentially. And in
you
it,
know what needs to happen? We need to get a life. Trump is not the president, so let it go. Why is there this interest in trying to beat him up or to build him up? He's not the president, and he probably never will be again. So what
Michael
is the...
Wolf, I think he wants to prevent Trump from ever being president again.
Well,
I mean, I think
why
he,
is that up to him?
Actor.
I mean, it's a free
For the Washington Post journalists, I mean, I'd imagine their want is probably the same, not to have Trump be president again. But, you know, a lot of people who cover White Houses try to profit, you know, as much as they can from their time covering the White House, and so they come up with these stories. But in it, you know, again, some of these claims, which are sometimes based in truth and other times not so much. You know, they say that he's mentally unstable. I mean, more of the same, that top generals thought that he was going to want to have a coup. I mean, it's just all of this stuff that you don't really know if it's true and where they're getting their information. I mean, if you're into it, I'm sure the people who don't like Trump are going to be all over it and reading it this summer, and the people who do like Trump aren't going to read it. So, you know, it's kind of up to capitalism, right?
Waste of time.
He's going to make some money off of it. For sure.
Okay. All right. Number one, let's go back to that, the Delta variant, the vaccines. I see the latest. I had forgotten about this when we were talking about it earlier on the DJV program, that now we've had the home run derby this week. We had the All-Star game, so it's time for the second half of the season. Not so fast.
Right.
The Yankees were supposed to play against the Red Sox, but that didn't happen because, what, three of the pitchers, I think, for the Yankees came down with COVID. And I think they've all had shots.
Too much fun during the All-Star break?
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
They were on vacation and, I mean, look, you know, there are surging cases in 49 states now. So vaccination rates are, you know, we did not come near herd immunity. We're just, you know, we're not there yet. And this Delta variant is, it's no joke. I mean,
pretty sticky.
People can, you know, dismiss it all they want, but, you know, fine. But don't come crying anybody when you're in the hospital, because that's what this thing does.
The different take on this is it's not about dismissing how serious COVID is. I've had it. It's not, you know, it stinks. My mom's probably got some long-haul symptoms that it stinks. But what are we doing about it effectively? Is it locking people down? Is it the mask mandate? Is it is it the vaccine? I mean, the Yankee players that we're talking about were vaccinated. Most of the breakthrough cases that we're hearing about are now, you know, in vaccinated people. So unvaccinated people, I get it. They haven't done protection. Maybe they don't take it seriously. We could even assume maybe they don't take it as seriously as they should. Mm-hmm. But people are still getting it despite the stupid muzzles that they're putting on their face in the form of masks. They're still getting it despite the vaccine. So it is very frustrating, I think, for someone who looks at this just from a different perspective and says, well, can anything prevent you from getting it? I mean, if you're meant to get it, are you just going to get it? I mean, is that...
I mean,
does that sound crazy? I mean, is it like...
Yeah, a little bit.
It seems like you're...
Yeah,
well, how does that sound crazy?
Well, because there are degrees. There are relative degrees of everything, no matter how you apply whatever rules or whatever reality there is. So if you've had the vaccine and you get the Delta variant, you're not going to be hit as hard.
My point is this. Let me just explain. Maybe it didn't come out right. The thing is that most people who get COVID, even the Delta variant, aren't going to the hospital. Most of them are staying home. Not everybody
is going to the hospital. That's actually changing. That's not true. If you are vaccinated and you get the Delta variant, you're staying at home. You're going to feel lousy, but you're not going to need to be hospitalized. 99.9% of hospitalized COVID cases are in people who are not vaccinated. So if you're not vaccinated, you are risking hospitalization and intubation and all that other crap.
I'm saying you neither of you could convince me that everybody right now who has COVID with the Delta variant,
nobody's trying. I don't really give it. You know what?
I don't give a damn
whether you get the vaccine or not. If you want to put yourself and your family,
look,
no, I don't. I honestly
this
don't.
This is what I hear every day.
I know.
I hear you're stupid if you don't get it.
I think that you are not maybe stupid, but
so
you're out of touch.
And that's right, you're allowed to.
That there's a reason for getting it, and I am not one who advocates for vaccines. But I, for one, and we're all here to express our individual opinions about things, whether we agree or we disagree, and that's what the beauty is of our program. I do not think that it is smart to not have been vaccinated.
Great.
I don't
and
think
that's
that
why you got
chip
vaccinated, and
right.
Everybody's happy for you. I mean, everybody's happy
well,
that
I don't
you
know
got
everybody's
to do
happy
what you
I don't care
to
whether
do.
They are or they aren't.
So what I'm saying is, shouldn't we celebrate that same thing for someone who doesn't want to get the vaccine?
But why do they
what
not want to get it?
What business is it of yours?
I suppose it isn't any of my business.
It's none of
as
your
long
business.
As it doesn't affect me. If you want
well,
to
see,
get sick and
problem.
Die, I don't give a crap.
But this is going to affect business.
But it doesn't affect you because you have the vaccine.
It does, though, Jen. It will. But it will, and that's the problem.
I don't want to shut down again.
Exactly.
I don't care about wearing
that's
a mask,
what we're leading to.
But I do
that
not want this
threat.
Economy shut down again. No,
yeah,
that's
and,
the
and anybody,
that affects everybody.
Yeah,
everybody.
Why should the economy shut down? It shouldn't. The
because
only reason, I mean,
ignoramuses, the people that ran
exactly.
the country when it was shut down, including your former hero, is they're shutting things
well,
down.
Who
he
was
allowed
my
things
hero?
To be shut. Trump. They should never have let the country
you
shut
are
down.
You're such a crazy person right now.
Thank you.
You sound like a crazy person.
I am crazy because this makes me crazy.
You sound like a crazy person. This
I
has
am
nothing
so
to do with Donald
tired.
Trump.
Well,
this
it
has
everything a lot to
do
with
about
Trump.
The local
Trump
leadership.
Trump was in charge.
We had
when,
a whole year of Trump's leadership under
when
this.
The country
yeah.
shut down and the
yeah,
world
what
shut
did
down
he
and
say?
He didn't hold the Chinese accountable. There's no
okay,
leadership
and
there.
What has, okay, and that's fine. If we want to make it political, what is Biden
no,
done?
No, I'm not making it political.
Accountable?
I'm making it
what
personal.
Has your hero, Joe Biden, done to make
my
the
hero
Chinese
is not Joe Biden,
oh, okay.
as you well know. Yeah, you know,
well,
now
my hero's
silly.
Not Donald Trump either,
wow.
so thank you for that.
You told us that he was the best president in the
he
history
is, of my lifetime. No,
okay.
of my lifetime.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right.
Even better than your boy Reagan?
That's a big statement.
Reagan had longer, so I would say
Reagan.
That...
I
would say Reagan, it, probably because he had longer, but Trump a close second.
All right, 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Three after the hour now, and the concern over comments is what we focus on right now, as is social media front and center in this portion of our overview. It's the Talk Radio Roundup, a complimentary piece that goes with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and Michael Harrison. The DJVers are here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Normally Jay Kirshner would be here to do the honors when it comes to comments and trending things, but she's under the weather, so we'll all do it. We'll all take a shot at it. One of the questions that was asked this week of DJV listeners, how concerned are you over the Delta variant? Couple of, combination answers. Aaron, is it Bramblett, it looks like, listener? We ought to find out where these people are. From now on, when you give us a comment, just tell us where you are. Appreciate that.
He says he's in Missouri.
Oh, he did say that. You're right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Keep going. Keep reading.
I live in Missouri. Okay, anyway, my concern is heightening, he says. It's getting bad here. Anybody? Do we know where Karen Engberg came from? No, it's not here. Anyway, she's very concerned about the Delta variant. Dan Myers says he's not much concerned about it at all. All right, let's see here. Another question that was asked and responded to by picking some of the responses here. Has the Delta variant made you change your mind over not getting a shot? Fiona Nash says no. Rich Howard says no. Somebody identifying himself with the initials BBC, or maybe this is the BBC in England weighing in, saying I'm waiting for the Omicron variant. I hear that one is off the chart. Huh? What is that? He's being funny? I don't know. What's the Omicron variant?
I have no idea.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. The rockets and the space thing was number 10 this week on the story list from Talkers. Have you seen the Blue Origin rocket? It looks like a blank, blank, blank. All right. Tammy Greaves says, we put men in space. Why can't we put a big fan up there to blow rain clouds from East Coast to West Coast to put out wildfires and drought? Okay,
by the way, okay, that may seem ridiculous, but in California, we used to seed the clouds in the 70s. They used to seed the clouds to bring rain.
What does that mean? You live in a desert?
I don't know. They'd shoot stuff up there and it would rain. And then
that happened when Reagan was governor.
As a matter of fact. And then the environmentalists went nuts and they said, well, you're going to have flooding and blah, blah, blah. So now we don't do it anymore. So here's the thing. When we're in a drought, why the heck aren't we seeding the clouds? Come on.
Good idea. John Walsack says, looks like a giant Johnson. Uh-huh. Sally Welburn said, would you go up in a Doug? The answer, Sally, is yes, I would. I want to make sure I was riding in the right part of it. Bridget Arndt said, after today's show, I did. Okay. She took a look after she heard us talking about what it looked like.
Pocket rocket.
That's it, right. Pocket rocket. All right. Caitlyn Jenner was heckled at CPAC, called a sick freak. Your comments, Ernesto Isidro said it's a messed up thing. Aaron Bramblett said that's not the behavior of a real conservative. And Chris Marengo said, I wouldn't hesitate to call him Bruce. I wouldn't hesitate to call him by his DNA designated gender. I would not abuse him with sick terms like freak.
You wouldn't have any respect for him either. So,
no. Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. I kind of came out strong against this because I think it's ridiculous to you know, push someone out of the field because you don't agree with their lifestyle, whatever. I mean, it's just stupid. It's not a winning combination.
That's what we've come to in America.
But the way this was presented, it seemed like it happened on the CPAC stage. It actually happened in a hotel lobby, and it was one guy with the camera phone that did it. We don't even know what that guy was doing or if he was an attendee at CPAC.
One quick question about getting involved in Haiti, should we? Big Al Poston says no. Mindy Galvin says Haiti needs help. Jerry Roeder says no. Zach Watts said, let some other country step in. All right, there it is. Thank you for your comments. Help yourself to all of our DJV social media at DJV Show. 28 past the hour.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible. I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line. Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back and a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges, including HP. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details and 724.
Consumers are urging brands to take responsibility when it comes to creating more eco-friendly products with less impact on the planet. And one mass market brand is taking it upon themselves to do just that. 1 year on from the launch of Greener Beauty, Garnier debuts its most sustainable product yet. Joining me now for more detail on the launch is Adrian Koskas, Garnier brand president.
At Garnier, we are committed to greener beauty to reduce our environmental impact. But we also need to help our consumers reduce theirs too. That's why innovations like the Garnier Whole Blends shampoo bar are crucial. The formula is a fast rinse, it's 97% biodegradable, with no plastic packaging at all. In Europe, it has been a great success, and more than 70% of US consumers want to be more sustainable. We want to be the helping hand with innovations like this one that are already available on Amazon, but also through the third-party accreditations. All Garnier shampoos and conditioners are cradle-to-cradle certified, and the Garnier brand globally is approved by Cruelty Free International.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
80 wildfires have burned well over 1 million acres in 13 states out west. More than 19,700 wildland firefighters and support personnel are assigned to wildfires. Montana is reporting 18 large fires at this time. Idaho has 17. California and Oregon have 9 large wildfires. Washington, 7. And Alaska and Arizona have 6 large fires. As the ballot recount in Arizona has turned up improprieties, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich has demanded Democrat Secretary of State Katie Hobbs turn over evidence in the 2020 elections. Hobbs has told auditors they cannot have hard drives and other items associated with the election demanded by the Arizona Senate. Texas and 8 other states sued to halt DACA, arguing that President Barack Obama lacked the power to create the program in 2012 by executive action because it circumvented Congress. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hannon in Houston agreed, barring the government from approving new applications. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The 5th Austrian World Summit, one of the biggest environmental and climate summits in the world, was all about healthy planet, healthy people. The conference earlier this month also discussed America's re-entry into the Paris Agreement. Former Hollywood A-lister and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger spoke about terminating pollution and that climate change is not the doom and gloom activists are trying to sell the world.
I hear environmentalists talking about the existential threat of climate change. The existential threat. We are going to be eliminated. And what does the public hear? The icebergs are melting, the rainforests are burning, the coral reefs are dying, the polar bears are starving, our cities will be flooded, and our farms will dry up, and our coastlines will be wiped out. And there will be famine and starvation, and people will be fleeing the heat and the rising water, and there will be wars. And by the way, don't use fossil fuels. Don't use plastic. Don't eat meat. Is it any wonder that people are confused and tuned out? This movie doesn't have a storyline except constant alarm, which cannot be sustained.
Every speaker brought a climate story, ranging from politics, business, finance, science, activism, and innovation, encouraging positive communication. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Back into the zone here, talking about what's going on. It's the talk about the talk. If you will, speaking of the talk, do you see that there's a new host on the talk television program?
Yeah, Harry O'Connell.
Yeah, what's his story? I don't know that much about him. Why?
He's been in a lot of movies. He is a kid. I mean, he was a child star. And I don't know. I think he's very likable. He's not ever been like an A-level movie star, I don't think, but he's been in a lot. And I don't know. I think he's likable. And here's what I like. I like the fact that they're mixing it up because it's fun to see all the women chat. But I think it'll be cool to get a man's perspective, too. And I think women will appreciate that just as much as men.
Well, and he tests very well with women. He came to be very second close to he was in second place to Ryan Seacrest to be Kelly Ripa's co-host. So
really?
Women love him. He's married to Rebecca Romijn. They're super cute. They've done some like Hallmark movies together. Yeah, he's really into animal rescue with her. They're just a really cute couple, and I think that he's a great addition to this.
So Meghan McCain is leaving The View. Who's going to replace her there? Or are they just going to finally kill the show because it's it ought to be killed?
I thought there was some name that I thought was being
there. A lot
around.
Of people think that it's Anna Navarro, but the problem is, maybe if it's Anna Navarro, she's not a real conservative. I don't know the last time she voted for a Republican candidate. So
they don't want a real conservative.
Right. I think it would be easier. Right. I think it would be easier maybe to have her. Mm. But, yeah, I don't know. It seems a little...
All right. Back to the list, the conversational points, the top 10 lists are, by the way, at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. You can find them posted on our social media as well, at Twitter and Facebook, at DJV Show, /DJV Show. So the CPAC, I thought there was only one of these, but apparently are they growing the number of CPAC events?
Yes, they're going to happen monthly now. No, there's two of them.
No. Oh. And so what happened that was of note other than Chris, the one person takes a picture of Caitlyn Jenner and makes fun of her, and that becomes...
In the hotel lobby, by the way.
International incident.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So what
not
else
that it's right, no matter what. If this person's a Republican, shame, shame, shame on you. But we don't even know who the person is.
Oh,
all right.
Shame
so
on
CPAC,
you, no matter
recap
what.
For you. President Trump spoke on Sunday, I think, at CPAC. It was Sunday, I think, was the day. And then they did, probably the thing that came out of it is that they do a straw poll. Every time there's a CPAC, they do a straw poll to see who should be the person to run for the presidency. And they did it for 2024. And this time, instead of just allowing an open forum where people can just throw any name they want in the hat, they had like 19 candidates, anyone from Donald Trump to Ron DeSantis to Kristi Noem to Chris Christie to Mike Pompeo to even like John Kasich and, no surprise, got a zero, and Mike Pence. So a lot of names on this list, 19 of them. Trump won by 70%. He got 70% of the vote. The only other person who showed up with like 20% of the vote was Ron DeSantis. There were about four candidates who got 1%, and the rest of them got 0%. So it shows you that the party is really heading in the direction of Trump and or Ron DeSantis is who they'd like to see on the ticket in 2024.
So there's a lot of dreamers. Okay. That's my read on it.
Let's who do you talk. Think will be the nominee?
For the Republican, I think DeSantis probably has a pretty good chance of it.
I just thought maybe that people were dreaming about that. I think it's very likely that it will be Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis will not run against Trump. He may run with Trump, but we'll see if Trump decides.
I think he and that.
I'm just curious. Did Pence get any? I'm just curious.
0%.
Was he there? Probably not.
I don't know if he was at CPAC.
He's pretty much cut
his been out
size.
On the stump, though. No, he hasn't, actually. He was out
with
this
Trump.
Weekend. He was talking about what the administration did. I mean, it would be silly for him to cut ties completely because, look, his history, he wants to run for president. He's clearly out there and speaking a lot, especially over the last couple of weeks. He's been really getting out there. And it would be silly for him to poo-poo Trump because for 4 years, he did great work as administration.
He's
got to run on that.
He's not going to poo-poo him. He's just kind of separated himself. So I think that's pretty clear, and that's okay. Nobody's saying he's putting him down. He's just going a different direction. Anyway, let's get back to COVID for a second, because I noticed that we have not only mask mandates in L.A. County, but around California and other places, New York. But what? How do they announce? How do they enforce in L.A. County, Jennifer, where you are? How do we're going to require you to wear masks indoors. Who's policing that? Wait, get a $100 fine if somebody sees you?
I have not in the last year and a half seen a police officer enforcing it, but maybe they do and I haven't seen it. I think more than anything it's businesses and people saying you can't come in, you know, leaving it up to the private business to enforce because it's indoors. So, I think that's kind of what it is. I don't think that you're... I can't imagine that, like, the police are prioritizing this, and they shouldn't be. There is so much going on in L.A. right now that they should be focusing on that really matters, the crime that is skyrocketing. I would hope that they're not going to waste their time handing out tickets to people without a mask on their face.
All right. There's a secondary story here. We have, as always, climate change in the top 10. I saw this, and apparently you did as well, Jennifer, the story about the moon wobble and what that means in the next 10 years. There's a warning this week from NASA about the wobble. And so what is that, what, the moon going to crash into? Somebody said to me yesterday, you see, the moon's going to crash into the Earth. So
this is, you know, again, I kind of look at these stories and I go, oh, great, something else that we can all be. I mean, there's so much fear-mongering that's going on.
Afraid. Yes,
yeah, be afraid of everything. So now the latest thing you have to be afraid of is the moon wobble. According to NASA, coastal communities in the United States, that's you, Victoria, that's a lot of my friends here in California, be forewarned, there's a dramatic surge in floods that's just over a decade away, according to NASA. They say that it's going to start in the mid-2030s. They say a lunar cycle will amplify rising sea levels caused by the climate crisis. And they found a study led by members of the NASA Sea Level Change Science Team from the University of Hawaii that say a far northern coastline such as Alaska will get at least another decade break before this happens. But those of us in the southern part of the United States, so we've got to be on the lookout for the high tide floods. They say they involve less water than storm surges from a hurricane, but the accumulation effect over time will have an impact.
Okay. So the football season, when do they start? The end of July, right? They get into training camps and they'll start their play a regular season starting Labor Day. Then they play in August, a lot of games. And so apparently there's a move to start the season with both the American national anthem and the black national anthem.
I got to correct you. There's only one national anthem, actually.
Yeah. Well, what's the black anthem?
Which is why
where did that come from?
I won't be watching football, at least for a while.
I never even heard of this. I know this is part of number three this week on the countdown.
It's called Lift Every Voice.
Critical race theory stuff. It's called what? Oh, is that the one that's...
Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Okay. So that's... Is that... What do they call that other than the name of the song? Is it...
They call it the Black National Anthem.
Who's they?
The group who says that it's the Black National Anthem.
But who is it?
I don't know who the they is.
Is this just another one of these one person says it and it gets traction, like the woman taking a shot of Caitlyn Jenner, one person is like the shot heard around the world?
I think it's more than one person. I mean, it's definitely been a priority for Black Lives Matter and those types of groups to make sure that the black population has their own national anthem, which to me is just so divided. And if that's what we're working against, I don't know why each individual demographic in the country would need
their
own
national anthem.
Right, the Czech national anthem, the Irish national anthem. I mean, it is.
So what is Larry Elder, who is a colleague of, a friend actually of ours, he's a colleague of yours, he's now taken himself off the radio and he's running for governor. He has lots to say about things like this. I'd be interested, and he's a black American, what he thinks about.
He says that this is the kind of stuff that breeds racism. I mean, I can't speak for him, but in talking to him, and look, if the goal for us is to be diverse and to celebrate unity, then why are we trying to separate people? Why are we trying to form different groups that are going to be isolated within themselves? This is not who we are as a country. This is not what we stand for. We stand together.
I think it is what we're becoming.
It is what we are becoming.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, this week it was so troubling. Cuba, I know, is trending on the countdown this week and all of the stuff that's going on. The Black Lives Matter group actually came out this week and they praised the Cuban regime, which is now starving its own people, not giving medicine to people who are sick. People are sick, dying. They're looking and scrambling for food. They're looking for help. And Black Lives Matter came out and actually went after America, saying that America was the problem and that the Cuban regime has this right and celebrated the Cuban regime and communism for solving the racism that was plaguing Cuba. They're looking at communism as a solution to what they consider the racism problem. That's
pass.
A tough pill to swallow.
Next, we go through a few of the people on the people list here as time allows. It's 44 after the hour in this week's review of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only
available at Walmart.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Back into the fold here with the stories and people on the list is the king of the conversation during this hour. So let's see. I'm just trying to pick out a few people who have shown up on the list here. And I think what I like about the list this week are Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos being in the same category, as it makes sense. There's an 18-year-old, you see this, who's landed a spot on the Bezos space flight. His name is Oliver Damon, graduated from high school last year. He's got a spot on the trip, which is next week. And what do we know about this kid? Anything? He won the spot in
just
the
just that he's a lucky kid, because that's $225,000, right, that a ticket costs. So good for him.
All right, so Victoria, you sent me a note yesterday about two slots being open on Branson's Virgin Galactica. How do people apply for that?
Well, you just go to Omaze. You can go to virgingalactic.com, or you can go to Omaze/space, and you can enter to win. I think it's $5 gives you 50 chances to win, and the more you give, the more chances you get. So, yeah, figured why not, right? You should do it.
Well, some people would put in, but there'd be somebody who put in $500,000 or something just to...
But it doesn't matter. Yeah. I mean, one ticket is the ticket-winning ticket. You could do it.
Yeah. It could be. It's like the lottery, the regular lottery.
$5 and buy you some lottery tickets.
No, you don't want to go?
Because God knows if I won, I'd be like, wait it out a little bit.
Well, I would go. I would go in a minute, actually. I think it would be a great experience. Great stories. Can you imagine the stories you can tell? Having been up, I love to tell stories.
Oh, I know. It would be so amazing. I'm just a chicken. I don't know. It would freak me out a little bit. But I think it would be so cool to see that view.
Yeah. Ugh.
I think it would
be the way Branson's rocket thing works, that made me, for whatever reason, it made me so much less nervous.
Yeah, because the plane takes off.
And then it's a glider, and it doesn't land in the ocean or anything like a capsule. It lands, it looks like a private jet landing. So, like, to me, if I'm going to do any of them, I'm not going up in the pocket rocket. Sorry, Bezos.
No.
I am not going up on that thing. It looks like a
although
Russian...
I would want you your face in the portal so that I could take a picture as you go waving.
I mean, that thing looks
do
so
it for Instagram,
antiquated.
Victoria. Do it for Instagram.
Do it for the gram. I don't know. I think I'd
the
be okay
with the pocket
version.
Rocket.
Yes, it's very
there
phallic. And
I
so it looks
that.
Like some
yes.
yeah, it looks like something right. like that the Russians had would have done in the '70s.
It looks like if Dr. Evil had a spaceship,
yes,
like that's
Austin
exactly
Powers.
Yeah, yep. that's what it would look like.
Dr. Evil, aka Jeff Bezos taking off. All right, there it is, ladies, thank you. The overview of the hot hits from the DJV point of view at 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tech Talk time now on the DJV program, a review at the end of the week of the top five tech stories of the week, courtesy of Victoria Keelan's research. They both do research. Victoria on technology, Jay on social media. So they all have a place in our conversation. But right now our focus is on the top five from the world of technology, Victoria, starting with Twitter and what it's doing.
Yep, Twitter is shutting down fleets. Turns out fleets were fleeting. Say goodbye to fleets. That's the first that row of full screen tweets at the top of the Twitter timeline that expires after 24 hours. It was meant to sort of be Twitter's version of Instagram stories, but it did not take off at all. They're killing it. It's only been 8 months, but it just did not. They were trying to get people to get new users onto Twitter and to get them to post more and not just read other people's tweets, but this was not going to do it. So say goodbye. They're moving on.
Bye-bye.
It'll be another soon.
Right. Right to the big pasture in the sky. Okay, number four is a focus on ESPN. There's another greedy grab from Disney.
Yep, ESPN Plus monthly and annual subscription costs are going up starting August 13th. This is the second price increase for the service in 2021 alone. The new price hike has made ESPN's annual plan increase by about $20 this year, which is a lot. So a spokesperson for ESPN Plus confirmed that the service hike is going from $6 to $7 a month. If it's if you have the yearly, it's going up $60 to $70. And now here's the one thing that one way you can get out of it. You will not see an increase if you have the Disney bundle, which is $13 a month, and it includes Disney Plus and Hulu. There's also no charge in the cost of UFC pay-per-view fights, which is a big draw. And Disney Plus and ESPN Plus have both gotten price increases as well this year. And so it's everything just keeps getting more and more expensive. However,
so why
Disney
do people
Plus,
keep taking it?
Because
why
they have content. Here's the thing. Disney Plus at $8 a month, if you don't bundle it, that's on its own. That's still a really good value. You get all the Star Wars properties. You get Black Widow, all the new movies. That's going to stream free on Disney Plus starting October 6th. So the content is, if you look at the density of content, I would say Disney Plus is still way ahead. So it's actually a really good deal, but just do the bundle if you're going to watch all of it.
Number three, exclusive TED Chats. Where are they going?
Yep, Clubhouse has another partnership, and this time it's with one of the most popular podcast networks, and that is their new partnership with TED. They're going to bring exclusive chats to the social media platform Clubhouse. It's going to go, they're doing it throughout the rest of the summer, and then we'll see where it goes. The first room in Clubhouse is called Thank Your Ass Off, and that actually started this week. It runs weekly every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, and the company says additional rooms will launch soon. It's all going through TED's Clubhouse Club. And so TED, as we know, TED has launched its audio collective in February this year. They already have almost 2 million downloads per day is what they get. So this is a really big partnership for Clubhouse, wow, which seems to still be getting more popular. It is still invite-only, but, you know, there are a lot of free invitations, so anybody you know can let you in.
It's kind of like getting a trip out in the space bucket. We ought to talk about that, but we don't have time to do it here.
In the space bucket?
Well, you know, the new the Branson thing. Number two this week, Verizon has a new filter. What's it doing?
This is a really good, it's not often that I say good things about Verizon, but this is a good one. So this is Verizon has a new filter that blocks spoofing calls. Now, spoofing calls are when you look down, your phone rings, you look down, you go, well, that looks like half of my own phone number. What is this number? It's an attempt to spam you, and it's an attempt to get you to fall for whatever, you know, trickeration is on the other line if you answer it. And so this is called the neighborhood filter. This allows Verizon customers to send these calls directly to voicemail if you don't want them at all, or you can actually take a look through the list of who's calling you and you can filter through it. This will be this is a free thing that Verizon Wireless has. If you want the upgraded, which has like additional that's an additional $3 per month per line, that will give you access to a database of 100 million spam numbers, a personal block list, a spam risk meter, and you get all of that in real time. So if you want the free version, you won't get all the bells and whistles, but for $3 a month more, if it really bothers you and it's something that, you know, you get all the time, which I know a lot of people do, then that's actually a really good thing. A
couple of seconds on the number one story this week on net neutrality.
Yep. So on Friday, President Biden signed the executive order on promoting competition in the American economy. This is a broad-reaching executive order. It touches technology. It touches agriculture. There's so much stuff here. But the broadband nutrition label that was developed in 2016 will be back. And basically, it's all about promoting transparency. So it's a good thing.
There you go. And having you here is a good thing as well. Victoria Kuehn with Doug Steffen. And the top five items from the world of technology, 59F.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.